The ancient art of storytelling has been used by almost every culture as a way to teach, explain, and to instill knowledge. I'm Troy Klein, and welcome back to another Sun Earth Day podcast. In this special edition, our professional storyteller Jordan Hill is back and armed with a whole new folktale just for you. In this story, he actually draws from current scientific information and then uses it as a loose framework to weave a whole new imaginative folktale. The star of the story is, of course, our sun, with a supporting cast of eight, well, almost nine planets. So sit back, turn down the lights, and turn up your imaginations.
According to some people, hardly any people these days, but some, the sun was once all on his own, surrounded by bleak and cold space, dark and lonely. He would see other stars in binary systems with partners, or perhaps in other solar systems with planets, but the sun was on his own, and he felt it. He felt it deep inside as he wandered around, looking always for some companion, someone to share his light and his warmth with. And so every now and then he would come across a wandering star or perhaps a big chunk of rock, and he would invite them into his home, into his atmosphere, into his corona. But always they would have somewhere else that they were heading, someone else to meet, something else to do, and the sun would have to return to his lonely course. That is, until he met the nine wandering planets. Now, they were all siblings, or at least eight of them were. Pluto, it seems, was something of a tag-along. But they, the siblings, had once come from a solar system where their parent star had died out, leaving them all orphans. They just had each other for company and support, and together they wandered through space, looking for a new home, looking for a new source of light and warmth. And so when they came across the sun, it seemed the perfect union. The sun invited them into his corona, and they happily accepted, each one finding their own place within the solar system, a place that worked best for them. And so it was that they were so happy. At last, the planets had a new star, a new source of warmth and security within his atmosphere. And the sun, of course, he was overjoyed. He finally had company. He had guests with whom to share his light and warmth. But as happy as he was, he still had so much of a stormy, dark past. And those dark feelings were pent up inside of him until soon they needed some outlet. And in spite of himself, they started to well up one day, and he broke out in dark spots, and he started to become so upset that he began flaring in anger and weeping tears of fire. Well, this display of emotion was startling to the planets, and Jupiter, being the big one, always looking out for his siblings, and Pluto, called a meeting of the nine of them. And they all came together, and Jupiter spoke, saying, "My brothers and sisters, and you too, Pluto. We came here looking for security, but it seems that this star is somewhat unstable. Perhaps we should leave the solar system and find another star to look after us." The planets reacted strongly to this suggestion. Mercury had come to feel very, very close to the sun, and had come to live very close as well. And he would hear nothing negative spoken towards their benefactor, and he turned the other way. And Pluto, well, Pluto was so far out on the outskirts of the corona that such emotional outbursts didn't really affect him. And for their part, stormy Venus and red, red Mars, well, they kind of liked this behavior. In fact, they were only jealous that they couldn't be so expressive themselves. But the other five planets, Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, they all were a little bit more sensitive. And they were very much affected by this display of the suns, and they decided that it was best if they left the solar system. And so they each returned to their places in order to collect themselves and prepare for the journey. But while they did so, Mercury, who was always eager to share a little bit of gossip, took it and, fleet-footed as he was, shot towards the sun, just as the sun was beginning to calm down. And Mercury went up to him and he said, "Hey, guess what? Those five planets, Earth, Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Uranus, they're all getting ready to leave the solar system." Ha! Well, When the son heard this, he became distraught. Oh no, he thought, I've already chased off five of the planets, five of my guests. This is terrible. But Mercury said, no, don't worry, son. Listen, the four of us will stay. It's not a problem. But the son wouldn't hear of this. He thought that if the five of them were leaving, the four of them would surely follow. He thought, I have to do something. But what? How can I convince them to stay? Oh, I will give them a gift. But what kind of gift? Well, then the son realized that those five planets had something in common. All of them loved to dress up in beautiful outfits. After all, the Earth and Jupiter were covered in all sorts of strange patterns and beautiful colors. Whereas Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus, they all loved to wear rings around themselves. And he thought, yes, I will make them something beautiful to wear. I will fashion them crowns. So quickly the sun went to work. He gathered some of his outer particles, the brightest and hottest of them, and he started to form them into the shape of crowns, beautiful, two for each planet. And when these were done, he attached a note of apology, and carefully he set them upon the solar winds that were constantly blowing through the corona. And he watched as they drifted off towards the planets, hoping that they would be met with acceptance. When they finally arrived, each of those planets received them and were blown away. They were so beautiful. Their shapes, their forms were so ethereal. The colors and the lights were so gorgeous. The planets were eager to try them on, placing one crown around each of their poles. And as soon as they had placed them on their poles, they felt as radiant as the crowns themselves looked. And being somewhat impressionable planets, they all quickly forgot about their previous upset with the sun, and all they could think of was how happy they were to receive such gorgeous gifts. And so it was that even when the crowns, the auroras, began to fade, the planets still had only positive feelings towards the sun, and they forgot all about their plans to leave the solar system. Of course, the sun breathed a deep sigh of relief. His guests were going to stay, and he was so, so happy. And for some time, he was so happy. But there are always ups and downs and moods, especially in one who has had as dark and stormy of a history as the sun. Thus, it came to pass that again and again, those dark feelings would well up inside of the sun in spite of himself, and he would break out in dark spots, and he would flare in his anger and cry tears of fire. But as he began to calm down after each one of these outbursts, he would remember how those five planets had almost left him all those eons ago. And so he would form them crowns once more out of those fiery hot particles ejected during his flaring, and he would send them off towards the planets, and sometimes towards the other four planets as well, though these crowns usually weren't as well formed. And those planets would receive these gifts in joy every single time. And they would wear those beautiful aurora, and they would be happy about their home in the atmosphere of the sun.
We hope you enjoyed today's storytelling podcast and can use it as a creative way to inspire a deeper curiosity about our amazing place in the universe. Thanks again to Jordan for an incredible trip. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.